From King's College to the Abbey Stadium.
Connecting our city. Cambridge 105.
The Gadget Guide.
Let's take our mind off the rest of the world and let's do the Gadget Guide. Hello.
Good evening.
Yes, welcome along to the Gadget Guide number 110. And this week we're going to be talking about all the latest announcements at Google I.O. and Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference, which happened earlier on.
Those two big software rivals and what they've all released, what's new, what's coming, what's shiny, and what they're improving.
Yep. First of all, though, a bit of other tech news. We'll start off not quite with Google, but Alphabet.
Alphabet's the holding company.
Exactly. They're the sort of the parent company of Google. However, they're selling off Boston Dynamics. Now, Boston Dynamics is a name you might or might not have heard of, but they're the ones that build robotics. They build humanoid robotics specifically, or nearly humanoid.
Things with legs that can walk
exactly.
Run and jump and so on.
And they have built some absolutely amazing robots in the past. These are things that you can push, you can shove. They walk on two legs. They can pick things up, manipulate them, and so on. Really quite quite impressive at the forefront of that area of robotics.
And you might recall the video clip of an engineer working with one of these and pushing it over, and it falls over and gets up.
Or sort of reaches out and steadies itself, or goes on snowy ground.
Everyone's saying, oh dear, we've taught something how to get up after you've pushed it over.
Exactly.
Here comes Skynet and Terminator.
Yeah, well, to add fuel to that, Boston Dynamics have just been sold off. I don't think they were acquired that long ago. It was a few years back
Google bought them and immediately tried to work out how to sell them, I think.
So I realised it didn't actually fit in with anything they were doing. But they've been sold to SoftBank. SoftBank, the Chinese company, I think.
Yeah, big investment company who've been buying lots of interesting tech companies, including...
Not least, Arm.
Yep.
The Cambridge microprocessor design company, based just up the road from us here. They got bought at the start of this year for a phenomenal amount of money, which of course has led to the usual puns that they've bought Boston Dynamics and now they've got legs to go with their arms.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, it had to be done. What they'll do with that remains to be seen. They are pushing a lot on the Internet of Things market. They've had a lot of other acquisitions in that area.
So I guess how many years before your pizza delivery person actually is a robot who walks up to your door?
And suddenly that's possible, right? Yeah, that is a thing that you could absolutely do now if you combine that technology. Whether or not it actually makes sense to do that, whether it's as reliable as a person.
I suppose as long as your delivery bot can run away if someone tries to mug it.
Probably. But in all seriousness, combine that with self-driving cars. You've got a self-driving car that gets up to your driveway and then a robot that walks the pizza to your front door.
Yeah.
That's now a realistic thing. Combine that with all the processing power behind it. Actually, SoftBank have got a pretty good shot at most of that stack.
Yeah.
Back onto phones, though, which will contain the ARM processors. OnePlus.
Yes, the interesting manufacturer who've been producing very good hardware for exceptionally reasonable prices in comparison to all of the other big brands.
Yes, they seem to have, because of course Samsung have gone in very much at the premium end of the market. Some fantastic phones. The S8 is the flagship at
so
the moment.
So Google with their Pixel range.
Yep. And OnePlus, in fact, you've got the S8, I've got the OnePlus 3T. Comes in at pretty much not much more than half the cost of the S8. Not as high spec, but that might be about to change with the OnePlus 5.
Yeah, there's rumours that it will come in at a higher, more premium price point. The official announcement date has been set as the 20th of June.
Yes, I did get my invite to the announcement. They're doing it as a set of pop-ups, I think, aren't they? Lots of little announcement events around the world.
They've been teasing the tech press for weeks and months about what's coming and there have been leaks of pictures and specs.
Some of them no doubt deliberate.
I'm sure some of them have been, intentional leaks. So the specs are looking interesting. It'll run the latest version of Android and we'll be getting an update to the next version of Android later this year.
Same processor as the S8, I think?
Yes.
Snapdragon, the 235, is it?
835.
835, sorry.
Yeah, 8-core processor. And dual cameras, which is interesting, on the back.
Okay, so this is two cameras looking in the same direction, plus, of course, the one with the selfie cam the other side. And that's trying to presumably enhance image quality.
Yes. Yes, they're talking about that and enhanced video quality because more people are shooting video on their phones.
Yep.
8 gigs of RAM.
Now, that is amazing because it wasn't too long ago that you had 8 gigs of storage.
Yes.
And now you've got 8 gig of RAM. This is the temporary memory.
Have all of your applications running at once type thing because you're going to have the RAM to do it. You're not going to have those situations where something has gone and closed in the background because the system ran out of RAM and decided it would shut that down. So we're going to have to wait until the 20th or so of June to really see what comes of it. Talking about bigger battery in it, 4,000 milliamp hour, which is pretty high when you look at all the other smartphone manufacturers. So we'll see what comes of it and find out what the price is.
Yes, that'll be the one to look out for. I think I'll hang on to my phone for just a bit longer. But if you are about to buy yourself a new phone and you're going down the Android route instead of the iPhone route, that might just be worth hanging on for a week or so. Amazon, to complete the trio of big players.
This one's got me confused because there's been news releases about Amazon ending the unlimited storage plan of their Amazon Drive. So Amazon Drive is like Dropbox, but from Amazon.
Yep.
And but if you've got Amazon Prime, you've already got it. You've got a limited amount of storage by default. You've got something like 10 gigs of storage free. But the unlimited plan was as much space as you can chew for a pretty reasonable amount a year.
Now, this is interesting because the one that you get with Prime is a sort of hybrid. You get a few gigs free. I think it's 5 gigs for the UK. It might vary elsewhere.
Mine's looking at around
plus,
9.
Wait for it, plus unlimited photo storage.
Yes.
So as an encouragement, you get 5 gigs for something, whatever you want, plus all of your photos in addition to that. So maybe it's that they're getting rid of the unlimited photos, although they still seem to be advertising like
no,
on the Prime.
No, I think they're getting rid of the unlimited total storage.
Okay.
And then going for terabyte blocks
right
at that sort of price. So what's interesting is it looks like it's been discontinued on Amazon.com.
Right.
It's still available on
Amazon.co.uk.
So, right now the Amazon.co.uk website is saying if you sign up, it's £55 a year for unlimited storage.
Right.
Which is not too shabby, really.
Now, to compare this to some of the other players in the market, Dropbox is the obvious one.
Yep.
They've always they've always gone for not unlimited, just lots. That comes in at $100 a year, so that's, what, £70 a year?
Mm-hmm.
For 1 terabyte. Now, that's quite a lot of storage for most people.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what's bitten Amazon, is that if they say, have a terabyte, that will be more than most people can ever think of what to do. But what it'll do is it'll stop the really heavy users, the people who are backing up their entire Blu-ray library.
Yeah.
Up into the cloud and using a disproportionately large amount of space. And that's my guess.
The news release I've seen have said you'll be able to buy 1 terabyte blocks of around £55 a year per 1 terabyte block. So, I mean, it's a bit more flexible than Google Drive, which will cost you, it's about £7 a month, I think it is, for 1 terabyte. The problem is there isn't a 2 terabyte option.
Oh, so you either get the big package and that's as big as it gets.
Or 10 terabytes for 10 times the price.
Yes.
Which is hurting a lot of people who have got to the 1 terabyte who need a bit more and want, 2 terabytes. So it's going to be interesting to watch the space. I don't know if I'd buy Amazon Drive cloud storage at the moment until it's been settled as to whether the UK is going to follow suit of the US.
It does seem likely, doesn't it? Fair enough. Well, we'll be back in a few minutes' time and we'll talk all about the announcements at Google I.O. and Apple Worldwide Developer Conference.
It's 13 minutes to 6 and we're back with the Gadget Guide.
Yes, welcome back to the Gadget Guide.
Well, we were just doing a little bit of Googling there about the next version of Android. Because Google I.O. is Google's annual tech conference for a lot of developers, all of their partners and everyone involved in the Google ecosystem. And this year, lots of announcements. I mean, everyone's expecting a new Android version and Android O.
Yep, we've got Nougat at the moment, N, and they go up in letters of the alphabet. So,
and this is their third developer preview of the four that they normally schedule has been released.
Yes, now officially a beta.
Full release of Android due out in summer.
Okay, be a little while yet.
You know, we've got sort of 3-month window, and there should be a new version of Android out.
Okay, well, the important thing, of course, is what it's actually going to be called.
Yes. That was the bit of Googling, and you and I both Googled, and we should get separate results because customization and all of that.
Yep, desserts beginning with O. That was all we typed in.
Yep.
To which Google, okay, maybe they've got a play here, said, take a look at suggested Android O name predictions.
Oh, there is a shortage of puddings that start, or desserts that start with O.
Yeah, so this has been true of all the other ones, Kit Kat, marshmallow, ice cream sandwich, lollipop, nougat. I think the favourite must surely be Oreo.
And, I mean, they partnered with Nestlé on KitKat.
Yep.
So, who makes Oreo?
That's
Kraft.
A good point. Is it Kraft?
Is it Kraft?
Maybe their phones will be ringing.
If they partner, I should think that would have been done a while back.
No doubt.
If they were going to. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
But we're only a couple of months away, really, from finding out what the next version will be called. Anyway, the new one is going to be a bit of an improvement. They're saying it's not going to look vastly different, because they've got to the new material design a couple of versions ago, and all the developers are happy with that. The people who own the look of the operating system are happy with how it's looking. What they're saying the new one's going to do is work smoother, so things will be more responsive. They're saying better battery life, and this
yes,
is a big
and
thing.
This is always something.
Anything you can do
for.
That's going to improve battery life is going to keep consumers happy and the phone manufacturers, because they don't have to bulk up on batteries.
And of course, it's a constant tension, because on the one hand, app manufacturers want their apps to run faster to be able to put more smoother effects in.
The hardware manufacturer wants more cores on their CPU.
Exactly, but at the same time, you want to be able to stop apps doing stuff and make the things that they do more efficient. So make, for example, transitions from one screen to another.
Yeah.
Get the hardware to do that, rather than the app developers having to write that. Just offload it and do it all in the background.
Yeah. Faster boot time. So they reckon they'll be able to halve the time it takes to actually boot up a phone.
And that has got better already.
It has.
That was much better in Nougat, Android N, than it was previously in Marshmallow. They've already done a lot of work in this. And it's interesting that normally people are used to, more modern software on older hardware tends to run a bit slower. Actually, that's not been true.
No, look at things like Windows 10, which boots up on older hardware just as fast as it does on new hardware, providing you get a little bit of equal environment, things like solid-state disks and so on. Even older hardware, CPU-wise,
does get a bit of a new lease of life.
Well. Yeah. So those are the things coming. A few new features like picture-in-picture. They announced a thing called Project Treble.
Okay.
And this is the one feature that you're not going to see as a real feature, and this is part of how they're actually driving the operating system forward, and this is making it easier for all the phone manufacturers to upgrade to the new version.
And
the problem is all manufacturers want to customize their operating systems slightly.
Yes, but and also to support their operating systems.
Yes.
And this is the thing, is that Google will release a new version of Android, but when something breaks on a specific phone,
so or Samsung or LG or HTC, they've got to fix
that. They're the ones that get the phone calls from the customers.
Of how they've implemented the hardware and the drivers for the hardware to make it work. The screen, the headphone socket, the Bluetooth, all those sort of things. So this is Google trying to support that environment for the hardware manufacturers to get the new versions out quicker, because they're saying, you know, we've got to Android N already, but the percentage of people on N is quite small across the whole of Android, because of the challenge with upgrading the operating system on the older hardware.
And of course, that's not just Google wanting to push their latest version to get all the new shinies out there. It's also really important from a security point of view.
And it makes it easier for the app developers if there's less versions to worry
about
supporting.
Yeah, something Apple have always been much stronger on.
Yes.
So easier for them, of course, because they control the hardware as well as the software.
That's the big thing. A couple of interesting partnerships that they've announced. A partnership with Audi and Volvo to put Android in the dashboard.
Oh, that's interesting. So your car head unit
is Android. And it's not Android Auto, so it's not the sort of like scaled down. It is a full-blown Android that will do everything that your phone can do, but in your car.
Now, that'll be very interesting, I think, for stuff like maps.
Yep.
Maps and entertainment, because now suddenly you can have Google Maps, which is
actually running
fantastic.
And with Street View, so you can see real-time Street View while you're driving down the road.
Yeah, couple that with Spotify or Amazon Prime Music or Google Music or whatever your chosen service is. Mm-hmm. All of those services now just sit in your dashboard.
Yep, your car's manual's there for you to flip through it.
That's right. I had a hire car recently, and the car manual was
on the display.
Display.
Got that on mine.
It was the same as your car.
Very handy.
That's why.
Some enhancements around their VR stuff. They're talking about standalone VR. Some stuff around their use of the camera in your phone to identify things. So this is doing text recognition, text translation of signs while you're walking around with your phone, but identifying things as well. You know, what tree is that? Take a picture of a leaf and so on, identify those. So being able to image search from your phone. And then the other interesting thing, Google Assistant on iOS.
Oh, that's interesting. So you now get a choice of saying, hey, Siri or
okay, Google.
Okay, Google.
So that leads
us on to... Sorry
to
everyone's phone who's just woken up there.
So I check mine then to make sure it was all right.
Okay, Google. Alexa. Apple Worldwide Developer Conference, I think that leads us on to.
It does.
And all of the stuff that Apple have announced over the last couple of days. Today's the last day, so I don't think there's going to be any major announcements today that we're going to miss out on.
Not unless they do a one last thing, as they have done in the past, but probably not.
We'll bring that to you in 2 weeks' time if they do. I think the biggest thing is possibly their HomePod.
Now, this is a direct competitor for the Google Home and the
Amazon Echo.
The Amazon Echo, yeah. The bigger one in particular. This is the hi-fi speaker with your digital assistant built in, isn't it?
Yes. So you can then say, hey Siri, to your house, and your house will respond.
Without you having to have your phone there?
Correct.
So
basically
that
it runs everything in the device. They're saying it is going to be the way to have music because, of course, Apple has been historically well focused on music and your iTunes library. So it's going to be very interesting, and you'll be able to ask it interesting questions like, while a song is playing, who's the drummer in this track?
Oh, that's good. So it's got the context of other applications.
Yes. So they might be slightly ahead of Amazon and Google on that one.
They are going in with a premium price point, though, aren't they?
I'd say give the other two a chance and they'll catch up.
Yeah.
Yes, premium price point.
£300?
Around £300, yes.
Yeah, compare that to the full-sized Amazon Echo, which is £150 versus the Echo Dot, the little smaller
product. The Google
product.
Home's about £120, £150,
yeah,
depending on where you buy.
Echo Dot coming in at about
£50. And, of course, Apple and their marketing, you know, you've got to go to an Apple shop or buy it online.
Yep.
Or possibly buy it
which
from Amazon.
Which means they keep all of that.
Whether you'll be will you be able to buy it from Amazon is an interesting question.
Oh, probably.
But you can walk into Maplin and you can buy an Amazon Echo or a Google
yep.
Home. You can walk into Currys. You can walk into any of the high street electronics retailers and buy the other two, whereas Apple historically have not sold any of their products through any of the other retail channels.
And that, of course, does give them a lot of power to do stuff that the other high street retailers can't, or the other manufacturers can't, via the high street retailers. Because when you walk into an Apple store and say, hey, I'm interested in a digital
yeah.
assistant,
they
you get shown
it, yes.
all of the features. You get shown how to get that value out of it. Whereas, actually, if you walk into a generic electronics retailer, they'll say, well, here's this thing. It's a home automation device.
Yes.
It can do stuff.
Although the advantage, I think, in somewhere like Maplin's is they can show you it turning on lights and playing with
other
hardware.
That is true. They've got the other toys around there.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the HomePod does. They're talking about it being able to control everything that the Apple AirPort stuff has been able to do for a while and the home automation stuff. So we'll have to wait and see. Anyway, they announced new iMacs.
Yes, that's
finally,
their desktop PC range.
That are now, according to the Teardown crowd who've opened these things up already, more upgradable than they've had in the past.
Oh, that's an interesting trend.
I think they've learnt from the market arguing over upgradability. New MacBook Pros, but mainly just processor upgrades to Intel 7th generation. New iPad and new iPad Pro. So
yes, this is their business-aimed one,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's a very nice-looking bit of hardware. New iOS, as expected.
Yeah, this is just the latest version of the iPhone operating system. They're dropping, I think, the iPhone 5C.
Yep.
So that if you've got the 5C, what's that now, 2 years old? Two
Something
and a half
like
years
that,
old?
Yeah.
That's not going to get the latest
You'll
version.
Be stuck on 10.
Yep.
Yes. So iOS 11 comes with new Siri and apparently a male voice.
Presumably you get the choice.
Yes.
Okay.
A couple of other interesting new features. iMessages will finally be cloud synchronized, so you can carry on a conversation on a different
between
device.
Between different devices,
not
yep.
going, I can't remember what the last message was I sent someone. Few other new changes on
Do not disturb mode. Tim, you mentioned this,
yeah,
actually. This is automatic do not disturb while you're driving. And I can see the use for this as long as it's an option, I guess.
Yes.
So the idea here is that when your phone detects you're driving, presumably because you're moving at a certain speed, maybe because you're
apparently
connected
Wi-Fi
to the
Wi-Fi Doppler.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
it actually detects your speed like that. Then it will automatically not ping you for text messages to try
better,
and encourage you.
It will
you.
Blank the screen and
so
not
you
let
can't
you see
be
the screen.
Tempted to fiddle with it.
It mm-hmm. will automatically reply to contacts by default saying, I'm driving, unless you've actually whitelisted those contacts.
The million-dollar question, of course, is what if I'm the passenger?
I don't know.
Because
it must give you an override then.
Exactly.
Oh, it does. There's a button on there that says I don't want this now.
Okay.
Which to me defeats the point, because if you're driving, you can still say I don't want this now, and then you can still use your phone.
I guess maybe it takes away the temptation. You won't
yes.
be, you know, if you just get in your
distracted
car
by a message
without thinking,
yeah,
and then you start driving, then you won't have something going yeah. ping, ping, ping in your pocket.
Also, Apple Maps finally caught up with Google Maps with some indoor mapping of things like airports.
Oh, right. In, yeah, big buildings.
Quite useful. Although a lot of people are running Google Maps on their iPhone product because they can. Other new updates, a new macOS for the operating system on the desktops, and a new watchOS.
There we go. All of that and much more besides. That's about all we've got time for. Have a good evening.